Mukham karoti vachalam pangun langayate girim yakripa tamaham vande shri gurun dinatarinam. Entonces, hablo castellano como un burro, pero voy a probar hablando un poco. We're very fortunate to have Bhakti and Susanna's parents here today, like that. Yeah. Prabhupada says, first guru is father and mother. Nuestro guru, así Bhaktivedanta dijo, que primero guru es padre y madre, enseñando a los niños. Y está afortunado tomando nacimiento en una familia donde hay interés en cosas más allá del cuerpo, de comer, vivir. Ok, eso tenía una inspiración en la vida espiritual. So if we're fortunate, we take birth in a family where our parents, our relatives have some interest in something more than just eating, sleeping, like that. And then we get our first impetus in spiritual life. Yeah. And then all over the world, there are different religious cultures for achieving the same purpose. Entonces, en todas diferentes partes del mundo hay diferentes culturas para lograr la misma meta. Okay, yes. Yeah. And basically, Buddhism, Islam, Greek Orthodox, Roman Catholic, Vedic traditions, the basic idea is that this world is not our home. Todas estas tradiciones son de acuerdo que este mundo nuestro es nuestra casa. Estamos sintiendo siempre que tengo algo más allá de eso, más habilidad, más naturaleza superior. Entonces, religión es religare. ¿Cómo tiene ligament? Aquí, ligamento, para conectar. Yeah. So, religare, religión, es para reunir. ¿Qué significa? En este mismo significado como la palabra yoga, que significa yukta. Que tenemos que reconectar. So, we're in this position, and we take up religion. Religion comes from the root religare. And ligare is like ligament. So religion means to reconnect, same as the word yoga, which means to unite. You know? So we have to get back to our original position. So then, in every culture, it was civilized culture, there's some kind of process of investigating what is the goal of life, how can we accomplish it. En todas las culturas en el mundo hay un sistema para investigar esas cosas. ¿Quién somos? ¿Cómo pasar a un ser humano? No robando, no mentirando, no matando, compartiendo comida con otros, compasión, misericordia, honestidad, limpieza, mercy, cleanliness, purity, sharing food equally, you know, and a determination to understand what is the goal of life. Y mucha determinación para entender cuál es la meta de la vida. One time, when Buddha was trying to spread his philosophy in a very materialistic environment, people asked him in a very tense situation. Some people say there's a soul, Buddha, and some people say there isn't. Some people say there's a God, and some people say there isn't. What do you say, Buddha? So Buddha is tratando de difundir su filosofía espiritual en un ambiente muy, muy materialista en esta época en India. So Buddha está tratando de establecer una filosofía más amplia de ahimsa, misericordia por los animales. So entonces, llegando mucha gente, una situación muy fuerte, ellos comentando, Buddha, unas personas dicen que hay un alma y hay un Dios, y otros no dicen, que no hay. ¿Qué dice usted, Buda? So, Buda dice, usted tiene que investigar. So, Buda says, you should find out. Like that. So, Buda no dijo. Buda no está hablando de la alma, de super alma, Espíritu Santo, no está hablando de Dios. Estamos hablando de pre-religión, cómo vivir tranquilo con otros, entender en este ambiente, sí, tiene que buscar una religión. Yeah. So Buddha wasn't talking about the soul, Buddha didn't talk about God. You know? Buddha only talked about the importance of becoming a human being, living properly, peacefully, understanding that this world is not a nice place. Everybody here is going to die. Todos nosotros vamos a morir. And if you've seen anybody die, it's usually not a pleasant experience. Has visto, no es usualmente una experiencia muy buena, you know. Enfermedad, viejez, perdiendo los dientes. Sí, no es un buen sitio. Yeah, so Buddha is preaching this. You have to understand old age, disease, losing your teeth, losing your mind. Yeah. And then finally, you know, losing your whole body. So Buddha was preaching pre-religion. He took us so far. But after that, then there are different monotheistic traditions, different tradiciones monoteístas, que persiguiendo por la fin somos personas. Por la fin, controlador es una persona. Podemos relacionar con él. Él conoce qué está pasando, está misericordioso, está amistoso, está bromistoso. Like that. Funny? Okay, humorista también. Dios tiene un humor, ¿no? Si Dios no tiene un humor, ¿por qué existe zebras? ¿Zebra? Tenía un bromo, porque es striped like that. No es para esconder su mismo, you know, escondido entre los... No. If God has a sense of humor, he's a person. If God doesn't have a sense of humor, why would there be zebras, right? It's not so they can hide themselves amongst the background like that. There's no like places with vertical, maybe a print shop. A zebra could hide himself in a print shop like that, you know? Like that, yeah. So God's a person, yeah. And we have to give up this selfishness and become generous and become in a personal relationship with him. And he's the natural object of our love, affection. He has so many qualities. Entonces tenemos que dejar este egoísmo y ser más generoso. Y relacionado con él. Y él tiene todas las cualidades que está estimulando nuestro amor. Es el más poderoso, más amistoso, más humilde de todos. Yeah. So esta es religión, es para renovar esas cualidades. This is religion, to reawaken our love for God. Nitya siddha krishna prema sadhya kabunaya shravanari shudechite karase udaya. It's not something we get from some other source. It's already there. We just have to wake it up. Amor para Dios no es algo que estamos obteniendo de otra fuente. Tenemos. Somos que levantar. Amnesia. Ah, sí. So entonces, todas las diferentes actividades, cualidades de los santos no son algo extraordinario. Es para todos nosotros. Yeah, sí. So all these qualities are manifested by different saints. Santa Rosa of Lima, John of God, you know, Prophet Muhammad, you know, our tradition, Haridas Thakur, Vishnupriya, manifesting all these very high qualities of renunciation, mystical powers, inspiring other people. This is not for just a few people. Everybody should become like this. And so in every culture, different processes of religion. You know. In the beginning of ethics, morality, following an acharya, like Prabhupada, our tradition, then we give up smoking, chewing tobacco, you know, gambling. And this softens your heart. It makes you so you can understand other people like that. Siguiendo diferentes leyes de ética, moralidad, en cualquier religión, es standard, para seguir cosas ética, moral. En esto, ensuavando la corazón, podemos entender otras personas, sus ideas. And after we follow this sometime, then we can actually begin to appreciate the necessities of the soul. Después de seguir ética, moralidad en nuestra religión, podemos realmente apreciar que la alma también tiene sus aspiraciones. You know? And it's just very similar to a wedding. A boy and a girl, they see each other in the university and in some class, and after some time, they're kind of thinking about each other. And he finally asks her, you know, do you like Coca-Cola? Like that. So, universidad, una chica y chico está en la misma clase, and mirando a otro después de un tiempo, él está invitando a ella para tomar un poco Coca-Cola. You know. Después de la Coca-Cola, está hablando, talking. Now, sometimes they come to the conclusion that, no, yes, we want to spend our life together. Llegando a la conclusión que sí, tenemos que pasar nuestra vida juntos. Yeah? So él está, how you say, proposing? Propone que si estamos casados, yeah, por favor, sea mi esposa. How you say that? In English, he's proposing, please be my wife. And ella dice, sí, ¿por qué no? You know, okay, you know. So, sí, yes, why not? You know, yeah. So are they married or not? In this point, are they married or not? En este punto, ¿está casado o no? Más o menos, sí. Ahí dice, pero tienes que hablar con sus padres. Tiene que hablar. Hay formularios con el gobierno. Hay un sacerdote. Hay un boda. Sí. There's formularies with the government. You have to talk to your parents. But they've already made this determination. You know, the essence is there. The substance is there. Now the form has to be carried out. And finally, there's a wedding. You know. So Prabhupada says that these initiation ceremony, like the wedding, it's a formality, right? The comprehension's already there of who I am, what I'm doing, like that. It's a formality, like the wedding, but not a formality without meaning, like that. De la misma manera, la boda es una formalidad, pero no sin significado. Cada persona que está casado conoce el día del matrimonio. Tiene sus dudas, está pensando cosas, está nervioso. ¿Estoy seguro o no? Es una chica, y chico, uff. Sí, es un buen desafío, ¿no? Pensando de cosas. So, everybody knows, on the day of your wedding, if you've been married, you're really thinking about it, you know, just thinking about this girl, is she really like that, you know, oh, my whole life, you know, okay, this boy, oh, yeah. So it's a formality, but not without meaning. Yeah. And so today, Bhakti Susanna is going to take her vows, yeah, to take her medicine every day. Para tomar su medicina cada día. Yeah. At this point, it's basically we're matriculating in the school. You matriculación en la escuela, puede visitar diferentes escuelas, and tomando cursos informalmente de derecho, ingeniería, medicina. Pero al fin está llegando que esta escuela, esta carrera, ok, estoy formalizando la relación con la universidad, ok, voy a pagar esas cosas, ok. Posible va a tomar la misma cursos otra vez, pero ahora es para crédito. Okay? So maybe we're visiting different schools, investigating, take some classes, maybe even informally, law, engineering, medicine. But finally we decide, ok, this career, medicine, and this school. So now there is a formality, and there's a contract. They say, okay, you come out, you take your classes, you know, have your questions, have your doubts, but not artificial doubts. You know? Answer your questions. Then after 4 years, we guarantee that you'll be a doctor. So después de seguir para la universidad, hay un contrato. Se está pagando, tomando los cursos, tiene sus dudas muy bien, pero no dudas artificial, you know, dudas honestos. Después de 4 años, va a ser un abogado. Sí, es un contrato de ambos lados. Sí. So, así, más o menos, así, así. Yo voy a, no va a perder el tiempo de mis profesores. Voy a continuar. You know. And so, specifically, we have different standard ethics, morality, taking the vows. And the basic process is chanting Hare Krishna. So, today we're giving the beads, and then the devotees are then making their promise to chant their rounds every day. And this sacrifice of meditating on the holy names is our central process for self-realization like that. Of course, some of the other details, you have to get up in the morning, you have to chant 16 rounds, follow 4 principles, read Srimad Bhagavatam, like that, and other activities. And also, we're an institution, it's not artificial. Prabhupada, when he left his body, he said that the governing body commission shall be the ultimate administrative authority, the entire International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Okay? Susan? Okay? Okay. Yeah. But that's the administrative side. That's the administrative side. Other side is brahminical activity like that too, yeah. So it's very practical, muy practical. Pertenece a una religión. Hay obispos, hay arcobispos, like, you know, es una cosa sencilla, está estableciendo algo. Pero ese es un rama administrativa. otro lado es más de mí, como brahmanico, ya, es sacerdotes. El seminario sí es una institución, pero la cosa es la relación personal con personas. Esa es la base. Una relación personal con Dios, con Radha y Krishna, y también con nuestros santos. Yeah, sí. En esta manera estamos bien protegidos. In this way, with this relationship with Radha, Krishna, with our saints, our gurus, then we're well protected. And that way the pathway is not too bumpy. De esta manera el sendero no es demasiado difícil. Sí, va a ser desafíos. Yeah, there'll be problems. Yeah. But we have help. So, koi prashna hai? It's Hindi. Hindi. Koi prashna hai? Kuales preguntas hai? Any questions? Okay. Any comentarios? Quejas? What do you say? Speak now or forever hold your peace. Okay. So then, okay, you should pay your obeisances to Prabhupada and come here and we'll take the formal vows like that. Hare Krishna. Crossways like that. In back of the DVDs like that. Okay. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Okay. What are the four regulative principles? You promise to follow these four principles strictly your whole life. Okay. And you also promise to chant 16 nice rounds every day. Okay. Nanda Maharaj, Krishna's father, has two sisters. And one of them, and they both dress in very colorful clothes. They both have very nice teeth, nice smiles. And you can imagine how much they love Krishna, their nephew. So your name is Sadananda Devi Dasi. So, there's Nanda and Sadananda. And Sadananda and Nanamara's sister. So you have a lot of work to do. Jai. Okay? And then Mataji is taking second initiation today? Or? For first initiation. Okay. So what is her name then? Rasatmika. Oh, so Rasatmika Devi Dasi also taking initiation today, no? And she's already taken initiation by phone, but today she's going to do the fire sacrifice. You want to explain the fire sacrifice? I'll explain. We'll explain. In Castellano. También en la cultura, nuestra cultura tradición occidental, también tenéis sacrificio de fuego, no? Con Abraham y todos. Antes ofreciendo animales y seres humanos, pero este es una ciencia. Está haciendo, es como un surgeon, cirugía, cortando. Ok, muy bien, pero conoce lo que está haciendo. Pero ahora no estamos cualificados a ofrecer seres humanos o animales en el fuego. Entonces hoy día, el sacerdote y nosotros vamos a ofrecer granos en el fuego, estas cosas. Y el fuego es el mensajero que es trayendo esas cosas. Los mantras están hablando, esta ofrenda guru de guru, esta ofrenda a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna. En esa manera estamos ofreciendo nuestras ofrendas. This way we're offering our offerings to the previous acharyas, the saints, the bishops, the gurus, and passing to our Paramacharya Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then to Krishna, like this. Yeah. Okay. So, microphone too? Yeah. And a big voice.